prostitute themselves to sell books, but be trained up to be wise. Or that the brahmacharis in the temple someone sit and talk with them and see how many of them will want to be married and try and arrange some type of training for them, knowing that most of them are going to become married, rather than just have no training and one day find themselves married out on the street with no occupation.
You are sometimes becoming a fool, sometimes sometimes just sometimes sometimes sometimes.
But it's true, because of our group.
How they can follow you?
We are asking you from the Jesus and Prabhupada.
They gave us nothing to do. They would not recognize our qualities. As good as any of the Sri Krishna qualities.
What can I do?
Well, you can make statements on certain of these things so that when they hear them, their opinion is going to be dispelled.
We have to hear about you, and we didn't
let go.
And
we shall see. Not in court. Simply,
that would be fine.
Before me,
okay.
You and me. Saying something, saying something else.
Yes.
So, gathered together, we sit down here and tell you.
We have some also questions that don't require that. These are philosophical questions. For instance, in the Krishna book, there is a statement that King Ugrasena had 4 billion personal servants. Now, you have asked that we go and spread Krishna consciousness to the scientific community.
Right? You understand, I'm going to talk to you.
No, we were saying this, that when he was on the planet, he had
4 million members
of servants.
Indeed.
Not Krishna.
Krishna the only master.
No, King Ugrasena. Not Krishna. King Ugrasena.
Yes.
The statement is that King Ugrasena had 4 billion personal servants. Now, we have gone and tried to spread to the science of the community, and if we say to them, there was a king whose name was Ugrasena. He had 4 billion personal servants. He'll laugh and say, what did they do for toilets? What did they do for food? Where did they live?
So you went to preach a particular person.
No, we want to know if the story has an allegorical meaning rather than a literal translation of that King Hussein was a man who lived 5,000 years ago and had 4 billion bodyguards, or whether the stories within the Bhagavatam, apart from some of them being actual or allegorical stories, such as the story of Krishna and Balaram jumping off the
88.
We don't need to give it up.
We need to give it up.
We're saying, how can we say that?
And why you are going to preach that whole time to
your professor? No, when you read your books, they quote that
they mean
to us. They just ask me to answer that question.
They ask you for the view, but they never ask.
Well, we are asking
that they have to do that. Sometimes they ask me, that's all right. Let them ask, but you can travel up there as you do. Don't believe this thing. You can't do that.
But then because so many things they have to accept on faith without knowing, then it then weakens their faith as to what they should accept, and you know, why should they accept Krishna? When they can't see any more than King Ugrasena is 4 billion bodyguards.
But we want them to.
We want them.
The point is, if we say to a scientific man, we were 4 billion. And if the first thing was wrong,
that's how I put it. That he come for that. He cannot understand. It is our thing.
That is all right.
That is all
right. But since
we have got this place, we cannot use this Quran. There, in the Quran, there is many times.
Yes. Just want to
have many people
Well, we're just trying to understand it, because we've never dealt with Quranists before. We have new disciples. But when we present this to the scientific community, because you have said that one word is wrong, the whole philosophy is wrong. So they're going to us, no, but then they discredit the Bhagavad Gita. We don't like that. When they discredit the Bhagavad Gita. Well, because we also want to know, how do they have 4 billion personal servants, just so that we'll be able to convince them, and also
that he has 4 billion time then. So, this is not the yes answer. So, why do you think that this king itself has only 4 times?
Well, there's only 2 billion people on the planet right now. So where did they all go?
I think don't believe, don't take it. Why are you insisting on this?
You were hoping
all believe, you don't take it.
Well, we were hoping
that it's all proof of the whole society. So who abuses it?
We're hoping that there are some things which can be improved because they have not been set up by rules.
They are improved.
No, I mean, I'm glad we
have.
Why can we not improve it?
No, it's not possible.
What is the use of action?
Action, whatever action we can do, I can't give
a we also have to make foreign arts in society or farms or businesses.
That's why we can do this and see this.
But we are doing this. We are. We are doing it now, and that's
the other one way.
We don't want to. We want to do it.
Stop it. I say stop it. You have come to my head. Me for my advice, I say, you stop it.
And we say, what should we do?
You should do your business, that's all. Have money, hallelujah.
No, I mean, what should we do, Krishna consciousness?
You have to do that. I say, tell me my advice.
Why should we do that?
Why?
Then I am not as
understood. Isn't there a mirror of
you? You are finding somebody far to do that.
No, we're not finding
then, somebody. There is no other advice, no other advice. And then we accept that we
accept what we would like to
do. No, I have no knowledge to convince you.
We accept Krishna consciousness philosophy.
That's what I accept. And you do that, do you?
We accept. We want to apply it to the world as it is now.
No, you cannot. You are not authorized.
Well, who is authorized?
You are not authorized. He is authorized. He is not guilty.
And what does it mean to become disciple?
Exactly, we don't like Jesus. You have already given
us. Never mind, we will not come here.
You have already given us. My disciples do not feel so many there.
We have not.
Many of your disciples do.
No, I don't accept that. We get this one has that proof that the those who are keeping big there, that rejected from my
that is clearing some things up.
Yeah.
This is what we want to know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Because then that is an unequivocal statement.
It is that people can... That anyone is keeping the prayers and not following the rules and regulations. Yeah. It's different from second issue.
What if they are keeping care but they are following the rules and regulations?
Let them follow the rules. External feedback, we can't
hear this. Is that initiation?
Yes.
Is that initiation?
The Guru Mahaprabhu, when he came and he used to come without cure, so he refused to see this. He refused to see this. He said he didn't get
why is he
not very good? Well, there is no one. If you accept it, accept it. If you don't accept it, you have a deliverance.
Yes.
There is no
advice.
You are not following strictly. You cannot ask why.
You could not ask why when we were following strictly either, Papa. So I'm sorry that we have to be this way. You could not ask why when we were following strictly either, Papa. So I'm sorry that we have to be this way.
We have no confidence. If anyone cannot follow, then we don't have to.
And what do you do with the rest of the world except for a few people?
Well, what exactly are you doing? That has me on no right to ask me. What is possible by me I'm doing,
and
those are able to follow the following system.
They cannot engage anyone else. How can you reach the intelligent class?
But that is their meaning, that is not your meaning.
We are trying to be disciples so we consider it our business.
Because we're sincerely trying.
So why not bother me? Who is the business?
Because from you only.
I do not accept you because you have given gas.
I did not know that.
You never told me that yet.
Why?
Now I say I have given if anyone is sitting wrong gas, he's no more.
This is the last condition.
Does that apply also for household dharma? Or is that simply for brahmachari dharma? Because even you, I have pictures of you on the Bhagavatam, and you had what you did not have shaved head with a mustache when you were doing your business as a householder. So does that apply to householders only for brahmachari? That a householder must also keep a shaved head? Or is that
what you're saying? I was not finished. You have seen my pictures. That time I was not finished. Since I become in this
answer. Well, in India, we're pointing to this.
I am not the point of being in this person. You are sorrow. You have talked and say, when I have talked with you at a certain time, and you are not in this. The person is being said.
Can I ask one more question, Robert? What I would like to understand is why it is wrong to ask why. So I can just understand this. Why is it wrong for us to ask you, in a submissive way, we are humbly asking you these whys, not because we are trying to be intimidating or we're trying to rebel, but because we are sincerely trying to understand as your disciples. Because
our whole life is trying to do this. And somebody has an
answer. They don't have any answers.
And they don't. I cannot have any
problem. You are not so many. These are the same questions which we have talked over with the Vajinanda and Swami and Jaya Tirtha.
Well, you are not careful that much, you cannot answer. But I am sorry, I cannot answer. That we did not know.
That we did not know.
Yes, now we know it. I have appointed somebody to meet you. Because to help you. It is not possible to see everyone to be
talking. But these are the same questions which they themselves
I have never met any other people who ask questions on the level that they are asking questions. I cannot answer many of the questions. I have read your books, and I have heard you lecture, and so many things I have no capacity to answer them. But you must have the capacity because you know Krishna. But it wasn't asking Krishna.
So that is the.
So I am not fully of this stuff. I admit my fault.
So then. I understand, okay? But we are saying the general conception of you is that because you know Krishna, therefore you know everything about the material world and can answer all questions.
Oh, I have explained in my book. Beyond that, I have no knowledge.
If that is the case, Prabhupada, that does not diminish our respect for you in the least. Because we have always held.
So I can say this, whatever I have learned, experience, I am explaining in my book, I have explained. It is not possible for me to answer every individual. It is not
possible. We respect that. We understand. It is just that because we are saying these things.
I want my advice to say. They can answer. If they are unable to answer, if they do not find answer from my book, then it's
But your advanced students are saying, if they give an answer, that because they have been appointed by you, therefore their answer is perfectly correct, because absolutely correct on all things in the relative world, because they've been appointed by you, and because you're
the correct.
But are they correct? That's what we want to know.
Yes, they're correct.
that everything they say is the absolute truth.
But I have no
value. Is that correct, Mr. I want to know very clearly that every word that any one who you have appointed says is completely correct on all things.
Yes, if they are correct, it is correct.
If there are correct views of each other, President,
then it's not correct.
And when Saddam said to me that he wanted to have a homosexual affair with me, I should have said, okay, whatever you say. Is that correct?
Well, I'll answer your question.
Is that what he said to me? And he was a sannyas. A sannyas, and he said to me, I want to have sex with you. Does that mean that Krishna was saying I should have sex with you?
I'm asking you,
no, that is not what he said. He didn't say that.
Absolutely.
I am. Because if I can judge them, if I can say, oh, at this point he is wrong, then that is what we're talking about. That is the issue. Is if they're absolutely right all the time, they can make no error, then we have absolute power over our lives. Excuse me?
Have you said that?
Yes. I have witnesses.
The point is that Prabhupada, if you come before Prabhupada for your own spiritual advancement, then it doesn't matter what other people are thinking.
The point is that he was in charge of the place, if he was in charge of the place, etc., and he's also in an authoritative position, yet he breaks the principles.
So even his personal servant, when he came, his name is Dan, Sadama instigated a homosexual affair with him. This girl came to surrender to Krishna and surrendered to Saddam, but Saddam told him to do that. Now, I'm not speaking with you. He said he did that, and he did it in the name of his authority as a sannyas. So if you say, Prabhupada, that everything that they say is absolutely true, and they have absolute power and can do anything that they want, anything that they say, and any opinion they express is taken to be the same as yours, then it becomes implied that you agree and condone such things. Because they do them with absolute rightness. And we don't believe that to be true. So we think it's some kind of mistake. And they are affecting all of us. And for some people, these are problems. So they may not be for you. I think, as far as I know, your conduct has always been very honorable. But for some people who it's not, and where these misconceptions apply, it's a real problem, and we're trying to deal with it. We are also attempting to follow Southern Nishar. And it's going to improve things.
Anyway, what you can't say, so. Anyway.
But if they're applying to everyone, to someone who's a minister.